मिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदाम् आददानस्तीर्णं दन्तैरीदं जाचि न पुनः श्रीपद्रूपदं भोजधूलि स्यान् मम जन्मनि जन्मनि। श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग दैट आई वॉन्ट टू सर्व द लोटस डस्ट ऑफ लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री रूप गोस्वामी। आई कैनॉट serve Rupa Goswami personally. I am not so qualified. So I want to serve the lotus feet, dust only. And only one dust, not all. So I want to serve these dust in this birth and after Germany, so many. Yes. Also, if I am liberated there also in Braja, I want to serve the lotus dust of Srila Rupa Goswami, lotus feet. Why it is so loving, so sweet, these dust are. So, in this world also and after this world, after liberation or after going in pleasure. We have explained the sum and substance of the teachings of Srila, nectar of instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami. In brief, he wants what are the sum and substance of his all nectar of instruction. You can, very brief, you can tell, explain what I explained.
Thank you.
what is the meaning of Sukirtananu? Sukirtan?
In discussing or chanting about the Lord's name and form and qualities very nicely with devotion.
Anyone can explain Sukirtananu? Anyone? Govinda Paral Prabhu, where is he sitting? Oh, so far away. What is called Sukirtan? Sukirtanun. Not now. We have lost, eh?
Can you hear me?
Here Anu will come first. Anu means the guidance. Hearing from Gurudev. Shiksha Guru and Gurudev. And if anyone has not heard from his Gurudev or Shiksha Gurudev, then he cannot do Sukirtan. Anu means Nirantar. Always, spontaneously, not breaking. That is Uttam Adhikari. So, first hearing from Gurudev or Shiksha Gurudev, in the line of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, then it is Sukirtananu. Here, one word is also Tadanuragi, Jananugami. What do you mean by Tadanuragi? You can take any name, for example. Yes. Is telling correct? What is meaning of Tadanuragi?
We should follow those that are Ragatmikdan. We should follow...
No, I am not asking that. Who are Tadanuragi? What I am asking you should think deeply, then answer. Tadanuragi, I am asking.
There is two things.
I don't want. One thing I want. Tadanuragi, what is the meaning of Tadanuragi?
That means Krishna, we have affection for Krishna, we are Tadanuragi.
Who are they?
All Brajavasi, Sakha, Mata Pita, and
those who have rag in here, they are atma, natural. Who are they? Siddham, Subal, Madhumangal. More than them, Nanda Baba and... And more than Nanda, Yashoda. More than them, Lalita, Vishakha and all Gopigan. So they are anuragiyan. We cannot be like this. In this world, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami are Tadanuragi, Anugami. Jan, Anuragi Jan, here Gopis. And Jananugami, Rupa, Raghunath, and all our Goswamis and all. Those were the, though they were Mahaprabhu ke parikar the, associates of Mahaprabhu. But they are playing the role of Raganuga here. Ragi is that they, Brajvasijan, with a spontaneous love, they are always serving Krishna like that pran. Pran means life and soul. They are
tad anuragi jan. And anugami, we cannot have the association of tadanuragi. We want to follow them. So we must associate with anuragi jan, tadanugami. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, especially Rupa Raghunath, Rup Raghunath Padi Jar Ash Chaitanya Charitamrit Kahe Krishna Das, Kavi Krishna Das. Rup Raghunath Haibe Akuti Kabe Ami Bujhava Se Jugal Apiriti. When I will know all these things? When there will be so much love and affection for Rup and Raghunath, then we can understand something. So, if anyone living in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Tadanuragi Jan, Ganmui Jan, like Rupa Goswami and in his line, always chanting and remembering, hearing from their Gurudev or Siksha Guru, chanting Hare Krishna, these names, sometimes Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Hasi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Hasi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jeevan Radhike Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai 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 Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govinda Jai Gopal Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe
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 Radhe Radhe Radhe Jai 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 Shri
Radhe
राधे ब्रज देवी के चललिते हे नंद सुनो कुता श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद पतले कालिंदी बन्ने कुतौ घोषंतावित सर्वतौ खेदई महाबीवलौ वंदे रूप सनातन रघुजुगौ श्री जीव को लाइक दिस ऑलवेज कीर्तन And mind where? Manasi niyocha. In Braj, playing with tada ragi jan, sometimes controlled by his mother, sometimes making joy and playing with cowherd boys, sometimes dancing with peacocks, very sweet, and sometimes playing with gopis. I have told some pastimes of Krishna about this. Partly observed, tears coming. Where mind will go? Mind will also be observing that. So doing like this for 24 hours daily. This is the sum and substance of the nectar of instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami. Then he is coming to Next, more than this, how to, what is the symptom of any intelligent man? What is? He is telling. Those have accepted Srimad Radha Kundam, like Srimati Radhika himself. And we will know what is the idea, what is the mood of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj explaining this slok. He wants that all should be advanced to know what is Radha Kunda. And the symptom of any intelligent man, devotee, to serve Radha Kunda, like Srimati Radhika. Here Govardhan, here he has not explained for Krishna Kunda. Why? No Krishna Kunda. Because he is sometimes, somewhat inclined towards Srimati Radhika. And Krishna Prem, Krishna service are included in Radha Kunda, in Radha embodiment. Everything is Srimati Radha. Krishna is there. Krishna may be that in any time, that he is not with Radhika. In Mathura he was not like that. In Kurukshetra, in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna was not with Radha there. In Dwarka he is Rukmini Raman, Satyabhama friend, not Srimati Radhika outwardly. It may be that he may be there in heart. But Srimati Radhika cannot be alone. Always Krishna. Either Krishna has gone to Dwarka and Mathura, but still he is in within Krishna, Srimati Radhika. Swarup Goswami is telling me. Who is Srimati Radhika? And how we should behave Radhika? And who is most intelligent devotee? Vaikunthat janito bara madhupuri tatrapi rasotsavat brindaranya mudar pani tatrapi govardhana radha kundam miha gokulpate prema mrita plavana kurjadasya virajito gritate sevang viveki na kaha. You should read the translation. Swamiji is translating. If you are not understanding anything, you can ask. Go on.
Nectar of Instruction, text 9. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathurapuri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasalila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is overflowing.
Sound is not coming?
Yes, coming.
Why?
And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is over flooded with the ambrosial nectarian frame of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund
which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill.
Then who are the persons who are not willing to serve this Radha Kunda? What they will be called? Those who are wishing like this, willing like this, they are intelligent. And those who don't want, then what they will be told? Swami is not telling directly this word, but he has that idea that those who are not willing to do this, they are. Oh, I should not tell fools, you should tell. But actually this is thing. So what we are doing in Vaidhi Bhakti, regulative bhakti, they are not so wise, not so intelligent. Those who are accepting the process of the last sloka, they are intelligent. And among them, who are most intelligent, they want to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal on the bank of Radha Kunda. They want to be there. If not by body, they want to be live there in mind, by heart, the body. They are most. And those who are doing like this, always there, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, all living there. They are permanent seat there. Have you gone there? If you have gone there, with any higher class of devotees, we may see there. Everything is there. There are also Pandavas. Pancho Pandavas, five, and Draupadi is also there. They are doing aradhana of gopis there. So they are all intelligent. And those who are actually by transcendental body, always there in the guidance of Rupa and Rati Manjari and all others, and serving Radha, Srimati Radhika there, sometimes they serve conjugal also there. They are most, most intelligent. Supreme. We want to follow. Rupa Goswami wants to follow them. Raghunath Das Goswami, all. And Swamiji also. I have heard from so many devotees of Swamiji that in his last time, 4 or 5 days before, or 2 days before, he wished that, take me to Radha Kunda. I want, just now, today, I want to go to Radha Kunda. Bring a bullock cart. I don't want to go by car. Bring a bullock cart. On that, I will go. Like Nanda Yashoda, like of Brajavasi gopis, he wished. I know this fact. But he was controlled, he could not go. But anyone cannot control him, I know. He went with his soul and everything, transcendental body. He is always there. Among Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, in their Tadanugami, Jananugami, like Jananugami, he is there. So his last wish, this is the glory of Swamiji. Actually, if anyone is not touching this glory to Swamiji, he is also a fool, because he is not actually touching the glory of Swamiji. They cannot glorify him. If anyone wants to glorify by these qualities, high classes, his highest love and affection to Srimati Radhika, especially, They tell that, oh, he's Sajiya, he's I. They went to meet all high classes of persons. Uttam Bhagavat, they want that they should also come down in Kanishta Adhikari because they have no idea. So I know that Swamiji wanted to be there forever and to serve. Because he realized this poem of Srila Rupa Goswamiji. Now he is giving purport, his mood, we can hear.
The spiritual world is 3/4 of the total creation of the Supreme Personality.
As written in Gita. No? In Gita it has been told. What told? You remember? This slope? That this world, spiritual world, this world is only 1/4 of this spiritual world. Eh? There is a shloka in Gita. I am not remembering. Ekansena.
Ekansena sthito jagat.
Ekansena sthito jagat. They are right. Go on. This world is not so big. Only whole worlds, not only world. Lakhs and lakhs world coming from the loam coop of Mahavishnu, Karnabdha Sai Vishnu, lakhs and lakhs, or
floating
on the Karnabdha Sai Karanavari. All worlds making as one, as a whole, they are only 1/4. It has been told 1/4, but I think that lakhs and lakhs. Very little,
fraction.
At a fraction, whole world. No? So, it is the most.
It is the most exalted region.
Hmm.
The spiritual world is naturally superior to the material world.
Hmm.
However, much of
we fear that if we are liberated doing bhajan, then we will be lost. Actually, Indra was thinking like this. Once Indra committed some offense in the lotus feet of his Gurudev Brihaspati, and he at once was removed to this place, world, in this world, and he became hog. Hog, it is okay?
Yes.
He became hog. And he was playing with and testing worldly desires with his so many peahawks like wives.
Seahawks.
And so many children, sons and daughters. And gradually they were growing. So many, many, many. And he was happy, so quietly happy with. No problem of taking food, any very good palatial building, and very exalted everything. He was so happy. One day Brahma came and he was going to Prabhas, Pushkar, he was going. He saw that, oh, this hog is not hog. But actually in this hog body, Indra was there because he has insulted his Gurudev. He became some merciful to him and told that you are not hog. These are not your wives and children. You should try to come with me and come to your original place, heaven. He began to see him in wonder. I cannot go there. Why? Oh, leaving my this beautiful family, sons, daughters, and my wives, so many, not only, more than 60,000, so many. How I can go there?
I cannot go. I am so happy. You should go. I will not go. Then he told that, you are not going? Are everything is so happy there. Here, so nonsense, like nonsense, you are here with hogs and pigs, taking stools of here and there, sleeping in
drains,
rotten drains. So you should come with me. He told that, may I go with my children and my wives? And there we will have so new, fresh stools there. No, you will have their nectar. I don't want nectar, I want these things. I am giving you. And telling he sprouted some water from his kamandalu. No? Like this. Mangalam bhavatu, mangalam bhavatu. Then, he wanted to first take them, but he began to jump and began to attack on Brahma, that I will never go. But mercifully he sprinkled some water on him, and he saw that, oh, really? How bad place is there? There, so many asparas, and my wife is waiting for me, they are worried for me. There are very beautiful asparas like Menka, Urvara, Urvashi, and all other. There is nectar. To play, there is a very Nandan Kanan and Parijat
Pushpa.
And so many things. Oh, I must go there. Then he prayed to Brahma. And Brahma again sprinkled some water. And he became pure Indra, giving all that unauspicious body. And at once he went. So, our condition is like that. We are thinking that we are most happy with my very dear wives, if they are not so beautiful, then I can manage, I can divorce and take new one. After some time it will be like old, then I can change. And wives are thinking that I will again change. But there are so many problems here, more than pigs and hogs. They can sleep, but we cannot sleep, and so much involved in problems. Most problem is that now we are giving our steps in old age. Old age going, young age going on, and hairs are now here. Something, what?
White.
White. White. Sometimes white. If there are one or two, I will take it. But if here and there, everywhere, then what to do? If one teeth is going on, no harm, I will take golden teeth here. But all? And at last we will die, giving up everything here. So we should think like this. We think that we are quite okay. There we will have a beautiful husband or wife there. More than that, especially in Golok Vrindavan, only Krishna is beloved. We can serve him. That we cannot imagine even what is nectar there. If a man realizes, then he is so much vairagya dharan kar leta. He takes renounce. He cannot even see all these things, that she is beautiful, she she is beautiful, that is beautiful, he is beautiful. Like Sukadeva Goswami. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. One day we will have to be like Raghunath Das Goswami. One day we will have to be like the prostitute who became very high class of devotees, giving everything to others, became niskinchan, akinchan, only serving Tulasi, no desire at all. We'll have to be. Otherwise we cannot be like this. So Mathura, an adjoining area, however, although appearing in the material world, are considered superior to this spiritual world because the Supreme Personality of God has himself appeared at Mathura. Not any other place. Go on.
The interior.
Why is telling that in Dwarka no birth of Krishna? No birth. Father Maharaj are there, but not this thing. He took birth in Mathura. Especially where in Mathura? In Gokul and Vrindavan. His birth in Mathura, in jail, it only manifestation of Gokul. Not really. Only for those who love Dwarka or Mathura. Only for those it has been told. It has been told for Parikshit. But when Parikshit was associated with Sukadeva Goswami, and he became more advanced, then he told that he is the son of Brijendranandan Shyam Sundar. In Dwarka there are so many good pastimes of Krishna. Once Krishna was in the Raj Palace of Rukmini. Rukmini at that time was the wonderful, beautiful in the whole world. And she was like a Kishori, having all the transcendental qualities in her. One day Krishna was sitting on the court of Palank of Rukmini Devi. Rukmini Devi took chamar and bhajan from the hands of maid servants and very gently with loving mood, very sweetly, gently he was giving fanning to Krishna. At that day Krishna was so grave, very gambhir, all right? Great. He told to Rukmini, "Oh Rukmini Devi, not like beloved." Only he told that, "Oh Rukmini Devi, I know that you are so beautiful in the whole world. And all the beautiful young kings and their sons wants to marry you. You have so many qualities. So much beautiful. But I am black, not beautiful, so beautiful, like you. You are the son, you are the daughter of very big king, Bhishmak. I am not a king's son. I am not a Rajkumar. Rajkumar means princess. I am only very common person. My father is not so. Kans took my father and mother in jail. So I am a very gentle person, common person. I have no qualities like you. I am not beautiful like you. Only the person who are so poor and they have fallen in any misery and suffering,
only they can call me. And friends of them, they like me only. Those who are always in distress, misery, and they are especially poor, akinchan, niskinchan, I am friend of them. I know that so many rich kings, even Sisupal, he wants to marry. If you tell that, now they will not marry me, but to make me defeated,
down,
insulting me, they can marry you. So I am telling you that you should come to with me, sit in my chariot, Arath, and I will carry you to that person, very person, that king, to whom you wish to marry again. Hearing this, Rukmini at once fell down on the earth. No weeping at whether the life and soul was there or not. Krishna became worried. He took some cotton and took to his nose, her nose. That very little life is there. He began to tell to Rukmini Devi, my beloved Rukmini. Really, I was not telling these things to you. Only I was joking. To be in this world, in family life, this is only happiness. That sometimes husband wants to make angry his wife so that he will tell anything in anger, and I will test that. If in the world two vessels are there nearby, they will have some sound. When a husband comes serving whole day and becomes tired in the evening, in the night she returns to home. And if wife is telling sweetly anything, then he forgets what he has done and tarnish everything. I was enjoying all these things, but I wanted to enjoy your anger. If something's not like this, this family is not so happy. So wanted to test. I wanted to see in anger how beautiful your appearance is done, like this, like that. So I wanted to test. You are my beloved one. Without you, I cannot live. I am accustomed from my boyhood to do this. In Braj, I wanted to tell. Sometimes I use these words to gopis. But they were more expert than me. They used also all of. In return, they used to tell me, you can get out from our kunjas here. Oh, Rukmanjari, tell this black one not to enter my kunj. And he told two gopis, Rukprati Manjari, to stand on the gate of that kunj. Never he should come in any way. He knows so many tricks. He may come in disguising of any woman, very flower making, or anyone, Mohini, sometimes in other shape may come. Because his friend of Subal, Subal can make Krishna like woman, Kishori, so always be careful, and this black should not come anytime. When Krishna comes and folding hands, telling to gopis, I want to see Srimati Radhika, and they are telling, you cannot come, you should go out. Where you are before, you should go again there. Don't come here. So I was accustomed, and that is why I told that in response you will tell something that I will enjoy. But I think that you are not like so. You are very soft heart. Hearing this, gradually, again life
came and he began to pray with Krishna. So many things. So in Dwarka there are so many things, so many pastimes of Krishna, but yet no birth there. And especially in Mathura there is Vrindavan, Gokul. So he is telling, Vaikuntha dapisodaratma jibita dharavati japriya jatrasi satanindi pattamahai shabindai prabhu khelati prema chetram asautato Mathura shrestha harir janmata jatrasi brajayivarachitaram tameva nityam maham bhaje. Mathura is superior because there is Vrindavan in Mathura. In Mathura Mandal, Braj Mandal is there.